Created for staff and faculty, the pilot program started with 50 employees in Cornell's 1988-1989 academic year. Now, CU Wellness serves all of Cornell's staff, faculty, retirees, spouses, and partners, providing diverse opportunities that foster joy, balance, and well-being. Wellness means something different for everyone.
It's not just physical fitness, it's emotional fitness, it is mental fitness, good eating habits, just a general feeling of well-being.
Wellness means, it's going to sound cliche, but being well. And it doesn't mean that I have to be the fastest person. It doesn't mean I have to be the lightest person or the most food conscious person. It just means I have to do what's good for me.
I didn't want to be one of those retirees that sat in front of the TV at home, you know, and vegetated. I wanted to be a moving retiree.
I think most people will think about going to the gym. Do I go to the gym? Do I go to the gym? But wellness is a more complete picture than that. It's more of a holistic kind of idea that encompasses many more things than just exercise.
When I think of wellness, fun comes to mind, which is interesting, camaraderie, and commitment.
I think wellness is a lifestyle, actually. You need your physical wellness and also your mental wellness.
The staff of the wellness program are dedicated to helping employees.
I think the Cornell Wellness Program is so popular because we truly have offerings that meet a diverse population's need.
To wellness members, I think the thing that we offer is help in whatever it is that they're wanting. And it seems like a very broad way to describe what we do. But we really try to meet each person where they are and be as of entire assistance as we can when it comes to the areas of fitness and nutrition and health and all good things.
Cornell employees truly value being able to pursue personal wellness.
There was an opportunity to run a 5K. At first, I was like, I'm a big guy, I can't do this. There's no way I'm gonna be able to run a 5K, 3-point-some miles. And I was like, okay, small steps.
Most people that I know don't have the opportunities that Cornell offers to employees. My sisters, my siblings, they could never do this in their work day. You know, they can't fathom the fact that I can go out and run at noon. I can swim before work because the pool's on campus, it's available. I can take a yoga class at noon if I choose to.
I certainly would recommend to Cornell retirees, since they have the opportunity to take advantage of the Healthy Aging Program, exercises. It's a lot of fun. I haven't mentioned that so much, but we have a good time. You know, we joke and, you know, it's fun. It makes exercise fun.
Typically, I park in A lot, as many folks do around here, and you definitely get some exercise making your way to wherever you're going.
At different points in my career, I've found that either because of personal responsibilities or job responsibilities, maybe early morning wasn't so good. And I've always had the opportunity to change my routine based on what worked well for me and for what I was doing at that time.
What really kind of inspires me to continue and what Cornell brings is this constant reminder of, you know, we have this vision that not only do we want you to work and succeed, but we also want you to be healthy.
Supervisor and university support make Cornell a unique employer and a great place to work.
All my bosses have been supportive. My boss right now is more active and in more programs than I will ever be.
I've never kind of been in an environment or in a job environment that really supports wellness. And coming here to Cornell just blew my mind through the wellness program. And I feel like Cornell really pushes that out to the community for various ages and various groups and keeps that reminder kind of in the back of your head, like you really need to take time for yourself and like create this whole empowered body for you to, you know, succeed in your job.
So I think first and foremost, I have to give credit to my bosses, my managers. They've always allowed me to take the time to focus on my wellness goals, as well as in addition to my work-related, career-related goals, they put an emphasis on wellness as well, and they support me when I, you know, request the time off for wellness.
The Cornell Wellness Program has a broad impact on this campus and beyond.
I've done a lot. I went to the life coaching, which is offered by the Wellness Center, and that was an eye-opening experience for me because I didn't really reflect on why I was doing a lot of the things with eating. Why was I stressing so much? And it all came to one thing, and I needed to take little small steps to conquer the body part of aligning the mind, body, and spirit. And the life coaching allowed me to figure out I need to go get some counseling as well and to really develop some different other skills to help with the eating.
I was also able to get some nutritional counseling. And then, you know, we made a workout plan that worked for me. We made a food plan that worked for me. And that was tremendously successful. I'd lost over 30 pounds, which, you know, I hadn't done before. So it was amazing.
A lot of it has to do with a feeling of camaraderie that I feel in the Healthy Aging Program. And the fact that I love the teachers. And I feel like they care about me and I'm being taken care of.
So I took a class that taught me how to run a 5K, and now I've run 3.
Well, one of the things I have to remember is just to take time to breathe. And taking some of the meditation classes that have been offered through the wellness program have been very helpful.
But I've taken Zumba. I use the equipment. And those types of things also increase my sense of wellness. Oh, the cooking class, which is amazing. Because great food always makes us feel better. There's no guilt. Right, it's healthy and it tastes delicious.
I really like being active. I like to be able to jump up in the morning and do what I want to do. And with the wellness program, that has enabled me to do that.
The wellness program had a triathlon training class and I should consider taking that. So I did, I signed up that spring, and I think at that point, the goal was to do the triathlon at the YMCA. That's what we were training for. And it's amazing to me that almost 15 years later, the people that I met in that class are some of my closest friends. I met my husband, Mark, in that class, which was, you know, such a blessing. But I met so many other people that I still train with today.
I learned that Cornell offers an unbelievable amount of, in particular the wellness program, a lot of classes that I could take all day long, since 6 in the morning all the way to the night. So I didn't have excuse on not to do some of those things.
Focusing on wellness reduces stress and improves mental well-being.
I don't take very many sick days. I don't feel like I'm as stressed out about things, maybe, as some of my coworkers are. And I've been told that I am very patient, and I suspect that has to do with the fact that I can blow off steam on other avenues.
If I'm not feeling well, it's very hard to focus and to just engage in tasks for a long period of time. But when I'm feeling really good, I'm energized, my focus length is extended, and so those types of, I've seen the benefits of, you know, participating in wellness and feeling good about myself, and I see how it translates into my family life, into my work life, and so that keeps me going.
If you can get yourself away mentally from the office and actually enjoy the fresh air and enjoy the exercise. So you get to what I call noodle things. You get to bring things from the back of your brain to your front, and you get to put things in the back that you'd like to store. So it's a time to get away from the daily grind and exercise your body and relax your mind.
I learned that when I'm exercising, my mind is floating all over and not focusing on everyday issues, which it helped me a lot.
Whether it's, you know, during the workout, whether it's thinking about nothing, which is fantastic when you're, you know, running or walking fast or whatnot, just thinking about nothing for that 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is, you don't have to keep replaying that bad meeting or the bad interaction with the professor or a student or your boss. You can lift the weight of the world off your shoulders for that short time.
We're here for you. With the massive amount of baby boomers that are about to retire and enter into my world, I'm really excited, and I just want to provide them
with the opportunity to continue doing what they're doing and enjoy being well.
My hope is that every single employee at Cornell at least knows what the wellness program offers.
Employees want to share their wellness message with you.
When you're sedentary, you know, Newton's first law is an object that is at rest tends to stay at rest, and an object that's in motion tends to stay in motion. So just doing little things, you know, the longest journey starts with the first step.
Wellness is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It's something that we all deserve to do, and just, it's not that hard. It's not that difficult.
Swim, dance, just move, you know, just move and keep moving. That's the advice I would give folks. Move and keep moving.
To look into what's available, find something that is within your interest, and take advantage of that. It's something I look at as a benefit, and it's a very large benefit. It's going to help you now, and it's going to help you in the future as well.
I think you cannot afford not to do it. I think there's so many benefits to it, from, you know, feeling better about yourself, keeping your body moving. The health benefits alone outweigh, I think, the time that we put in.
Depends on your goals, you can reach them. You just need to work through them. It doesn't matter how difficult they look, you can do it.
There's only one you, and you have to do it, and you have to take care of yourself. Nobody else is going to do it. And that's what I'm realizing more and more, valuing myself, valuing the work that I do, because if I'm not healthy, I can't help anyone else. So small steps, and it takes a village to do a lot of this sometimes.